Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WCCO News Time is 12:06.
Hey, Susie.
Yeah.
You know that cut? We had that interview like last week.
Okay.
Sorry. I was goaded into doing this, by the way. Now I feel terrible about it. I'm kidding.
I had nothing to do with it. Because I would have said something myself. It was this guy, former news person, who you would think would have greater respect for you.
I do have respect that they it's called a evergreen piece. Mm-hmm. When the shelf gets light, it's in the hopper ready to go.
So like
I respect the hell out of that.
Okay, so like a month old, or like how old can these interviews be? Like 6 months?
If there's something relevant to, yeah, absolutely. Hang on to the tape.
I'm telling you, when you talked to Andy Luger the other day for all that time, I kept that tape. That's good tape.
Good tape.
So I'm going to probably use that probably next week because Taylor's gone, and I'm going to listen to the comments that he made about fraud. He's a expert. He's well-spoken.
Yeah.
I couldn't fit it into a 35 or 40-second rap that day.
Can I give you another one? That'd be good.
Sure.
So the two of us co-anchored the 2012 election night. Jeez. When I say Barack Obama has defeated Mitt Romney, is that okay with you, Adam? You know, you're evergreen. I mean, Dave, don't you?
If he's president again, yeah.
Dave, don't you think our news team should have stories that boom fresh, kind of like that loaf of bread? In the fridge that's taking up too much space?
I support Susie Jones walking over there and kicking you wherever she wants to.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you think of that full loaf of bread in the fridge?
Kick him in the loaf of bread.
I think I have a full loaf of bread in the refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm going to have a turkey sandwich later, and I brought turkey.
Yeah?
Like 12 of them?
Oh, my gosh. Are you all going to do it? Is it all going to be a group beat up on Susie? And I'm a donkey on the edge. I'm a little irritable.
Excuse me.
I've never heard.
You have two, Shrek.
Donkey on the edge.
Wait a second.
What you guys think, do you in the privacy of your own home.
Okay. I mean, I know you got somebody in the basement. I didn't realize it was a donkey, but a donkey on the edge?
Did none of you see Shrek?
Many times.
Yes.
Those words
Dozens.
Are spoken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy is the donkey, and he's a little nervous about getting.
I'm a donkey on the edge.
Oh, that was very good.
That was very good.
It means you're a little, you know,
irritable.
What are you a little irritable about?
I am not saying. There's so much stuff on my
plate
right now. I'm this close to announcing my retirement right here on your show. I'm done.
Big news.
Yeah, I'm done with radio. I'm going to go into, I think I'm going to be a hairdresser.
Yeah. You know what you could be?
What?
You could be a French toast maker because there's enough bread in there right now.
Oh, my God. Honestly.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Serenity now. All this because of Adam. If Adam just would have
kept my mouth shut.
Such a troublemaker.
Think about all the times when you would be out and about covering a story.
Oh, he was
and
he,
here's
so
what he's like.
Awful.
It's fun. Yeah, what?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, what?
Jesus, what?
That's how you'd say
and,
it.
I mean, and you'd be like a gunfight in the background. And he's like... Yeah, what? I mean, what do
I'm
you
in
got?
The middle of a Netflix show.
Exactly.
I wanted to kill you so many times. Oh,
who
man.
Else is on the list that you wanted
McKinney.
To kill?
I wanted to kill Jeff McKinney, sure.
Higher than Adam?
No, Adam was way higher.
Wow. Jeez.
Especially, you know, when it really sucked.
Yeah.
Now, forgive me if I remember this wrong. Yeah. The pandemic, right?
I remember the pandemic, yeah.
No, but calling into the newsroom with all that remote stuff,
yeah,
that
was
so
bad. It
was a pain
in the ass, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't think she's defending you here, so.
No, you were just not very kind to me when I would call you to say, listen, I've got a sound bite. Yeah. Can you put it together? And you're like.
It's because he's in the middle of his green room workouts.
That's right.
That's right.
Cutting into my V-up time.
I forgot that. He would go into the green room.
Zap for some squats.
And he'd be working out.
And I would mark it on the board.
No wonder we have stories.
I'm a weird guy, baby. You're talking about a donkey on the edge.
No wonder we have stories from a week or a month old. People are going to Target. They're working out.
Working out. Getting to work out.
I'm browbeating you into going to Hen House.
I know.
You know,
it's a madhouse.
There's some
say.
Reports. There's a mayoral election. We're going to get to it soon. I love you.
Thank you. And
as do I.
Thank you. And you know I do too to you, but sometimes you are a little hard on me.
Yeah. Which one of us was that directed at?
I don't know. All three of you. David, don't act like the angel because you get in there sometimes too.
Exactly. You're there too.
I still support you.
Dave, could you give us, before you hit the button, could you give us more of Eddie as Shrek?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a donkey on the edge.
Susie letting us know. We might get to this later. Susie's off to Maroon 5 tonight. Where are X, Target? Probably one of the two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would assume. Yep.
Where's it at? You look great. Where's the concert at?
The Grand Casino. Grand,
that's right. Grand Casino. You got the Maroon jacket. I got
first
it.
First one ever to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
I had to look behind me to see if I was going to
say,
get kicked in the head.
You might get knifed right there. Okay, opening topic. What can't you live without? Something in your life that if you didn't have it for a day or a week, you cannot live without. And then we get this first text. Why don't you ask the governor where the $19 billion surplus that he blew and that would kind of be able to help out during the government shutdown. Okay, first of all, did somebody have the governor on today?
Well, not me.
We have not had the governor on. When ballpark, when was the governor last willing to come on this particular show?
I think it was at the fair during the election as he was running with against Scott Jensen.
No, there was one other time. One other time post-election we had him. Since this term, we've had him on one time. Doesn't exactly like my questions. It's relevant. We've all I certainly criticized the governor. I think you did too in blowing the surplus. But that has nothing to do with the federal government shutdown.
No. Zero.
Zero. Zero to do.
It's just finding a way to dig Tim Walz somehow and using the government shutdown as an excuse.
Yes. First texter, coffee. I think that is a great answer for what portion of the population on planet Earth that can afford coffee? I mean, is coffee the greatest addiction on planet Earth?
Phones.
You think phones? Dave, what do you think? Phones or coffee? The more powerful addiction?
I think coffee.
I think coffee,
I think people
too.
Would rather give up their phone for a day than get out of bed and
I
not
do
have
too.
That cup of joe to wake them up.
I really do. And phone is by far number one for me. You know,
Should we narrow it down like what on your phone? I mean, because everybody is going to say it's their phone.
Okay, that's fair. What on your phone? So are you going to still say phone over coffee?
I think so, because if you look at all the younger people who coffee doesn't matter to them, and they're still picking up that phone.
I don't know. I got a lot of younger people in my life. They are coffee.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Don't you know plenty of younger people?
Yeah, I think it's gotten younger. You know, people aren't drinking black coffee anymore. You can go to Starbucks and get 19 different drinks that taste nothing like coffee.
Right. Yeah, that's it. Texter nails it. Aquarius water, of course. Thank you, Texter. Thank you, Aquarius. Okay, for you, on your phone, because you're narrowing in, that's excellent. What would you say, man, I can't live without that?
Well, right now it's my trail cam. So I bought a new trail camera, and it's got cell service, and it texts me photos when it captures an animal on my trail camera.
You're obsessed with it?
Obsessed with it right now.
Yeah.
TikTok, too. It's unfortunate. I wish I said I wasn't, but I am. TikTok.
So your trail camera is a little bit like when they first set up the ring, because I moved this.
Yep.
And they set up the ring before I had moved in, right? Nice, getting ready. I swear to God, the first week. Hey, there's a car there.
Yeah, the notification. You got to turn the motion notification off.
Hey, man, a leaf just went across my driveway. Yeah. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Until somebody breaks into my house or, you know, Tiger shows up or Sydney Sweeney shows up, I think I'm okay. Dave, on your phone, which is right in front of you, on your phone, what can't you live without?
Those texts from Chad Hartman. Links to perhaps something you found on the Twitter.
Sometimes,
audio for tomorrow.
Sometimes late at night.
Yeah, sometimes early morning.
Yeah. Now, the one last night was 10:45 or so, was it? Wasn't too bad, was it?
Nah, I don't know. I didn't really care. I didn't look at it.
I'm stuck in a well, and I can't breathe. You see it.
Well, you'd be able to breathe if you were stuck in a well.
Yeah. Might be a difficult well. What if I was one of those Chilean miners?
Good luck to you. They figured it out.
Yeah. That would be the policy. Good luck to you. How long were the Chilean miners?
Oh, boy.
A couple months?
Was it a couple months?
I think so. Man. Text on my phone.
69 days.
Oof. Oh, no, thank you.
A good run.
No. I'd be like, by about the fifth day, kill me and make me an appetizer. As somebody who's not completely claustrophobic, claustrophobic, I'm down there in the dark, and I'm close with a lot of people. I mean, if we're down there, the three of us are down there, are we going to do a show? I mean, what are we doing to amuse ourselves? Stop it.
Well, yeah, right. Were they the ones, too, that a few
of them
had?
Stop it with no lights down here.
A few of them had wives and side pieces show up.
To...
Oh, that's right. Also, that became a big Halloween costume, if I remember right. Chilean miners.
Yes, it was. Okay, as a side topic, what is the Halloween costume this year? What is the Halloween costume this
year? For adults, you mean? For kids, it's the K-pop demon
K-pop,
hunters.
Yeah, for sure. They're everywhere. For adults, we sometimes throw the double duty at you. What can't you live without? And for adults, what is the trendy, the hot? Because it could be Pope Leo, and it still would be hot Pope Leo, boobs hanging out. I mean, it's,
White Sox hat.
Exactly. No matter. There's no cut. Trump. You can be the hot.
Sexy Trump.
Yeah, you can be sexy Trump for sure. And by the way, he hates good-looking people.
Right.
He told us that yesterday. What do you got? 651-461-9226. Speaking of Aquarius. Dexter's right. I don't want to live without my Aquarius, including, furnace on, including the summer, air conditioner on. Yep, they're all over your utility room. How about your water softener for those sparkling dishes or when you're doing a lot of laundry or the shower and bath? But let's feature the signature item, the Kinetico drinking water system. Yep. It's great for coffee, for hot chocolate, for Susie's oatmeal, for the water, whatever you are making your meal. The Kinetico drinking water system eliminates all sorts of issues your city, your county, your area might have with drinking water. And right now, when you go to AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended since 1987, you can save up to 25% on a Kinetico drinking water system. They're the best. Do not accept any substitutes. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the texts coming in, first of all, let's get to the bumper music theme. Rather legendary song. What do we got today?
We've got a painting-themed bumper music today.
Okay.
Because today would have been the 83rd birthday of Robert Norman Ross.
Bob Ross.
What are you talking about? He's still alive and well on TikTok.
That's right.
Yes, he is.
Dude, the cultural influence that man had is unbelievable.
Bob Ross just crashing out on TikTok videos.
Bob Ross.
That's right.
Happy little tree.
Would have been 83. Passed away at 52.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What happened?
He died.
You know what? We're going to use it in an update coming up soon because that's the green one. We can use that, right?
Sad news to report.
Maybe we should have sad news report. President Abraham Lincoln was shot at the theater recently.
Due to complications from lymphoma.
Ugh.
Smoking had a lot to do with it.
Not good.
Lifetime smoker.
Can I just read this text, which is not in any way related to what we're talking about, but is related to what we talked about back-to-back shows, because for some reason the three of us think people should have food available to them. Very selfish of us. Text, after you spend your first hour whining about the denies of SNAP benefits, can you spend the second hour reading off job postings on Indeed? Hashtag choices. That text reads like you're a total jerk. There are 42 million people in this country who benefit from SNAP. And yesterday, I specifically brought up one of the most conservative Republicans in politics, Josh Hawley, and bravo to him for offering a bill where even with the government shutdown, where Democrats and Republicans would come together and vote to keep SNAP benefits going. Let's review some of the people who benefit from SNAP. Children, military members, individuals with physical and intellectual delays, individuals, Adam, who had a job, were very successful at the job, and then their company downsized, and they're in a spot where they haven't found a job yet. Of course, if you have 42 million people, you are going to have people who are capable of abusing the system. When we are a part of Union Gospel Missions event, about 3 weeks, when we're a part of Second Harvest Heartland, I would encourage this texter who may, outside of this text where he comes off, can I say total prick? Am I allowed to say that?
I think you just did.
Okay, I just wanted to
get a job.
To think all it is mm-hmm. get a job.
Just laziness.
They're all lazy.
Yeah.
I hope, even though you come off as an asshole in this text, don't bleep that out either. I hope nothing bad happens to you where maybe it's a relative of yours who has an incredible medical bill or is in a car accident or something where some program can help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, I'm all for disagreeing, but that's really where you want to go. Let's see. Texting you every 5 minutes from noon to three, I get severe headaches. I even think about stopping coffee. Yeah. Keep them coming. Beside the standard communication part of the phone, we're talking about what you can't live without. It's by far Google Maps. Now, that's somebody who must be driving a lot, yeah. Right?
They just like to look at maps. I do. Honestly, I look at maps all the time. I think about a city that I want to visit, and I'll zoom in. And Why are you laughing at me?
When he's on Earth, he likes looking up at the sky, and then he also likes looking down from the sky.
I'm an amateur cartologist. I mean, what's so wrong with that?
I'm going to come in. What time do you arrive tomorrow?
Usually about 7:45.
Okay, I'm coming in with Jen. I'm even going to come in with your ex-wife, Heidi. I'm going to come in with your mom, the kids, and we're going to take you away from intervention. You announced today, you know what he is? He's pro-colonoscopies.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you hear this today?
I am pro-colonoscopy.
Pro-colonoscopy. Right. He's the only person on the planet who thinks, hey, guess what, honey? I got a colonoscopy coming up.
Let's get the prep started early.
Prep?
Yeah.
Good prep.
He also likes to sit in the back, often by himself, and stare at a plane and shout where the plane is headed. I mean, and I love the guy.
Memphis.
What is wrong with me?
It's Memphis.
I mean, oh, my God. I just stare at maps. Oh, my God. Oxygen, if we're talking living. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Key. Yep.
I think that's checkmate. On the Halloween costumes, Mark Sanchez. Ooh, that's a tough one. Mark Sanchez is the – think about when he was a great USC quarterback, yeah. And the Rex Ryan, Mark Sanchez led Jets. Did they beat the Patriots twice in the playoffs? They went to the AFC Championship game two separate times. He flamed out. He had the butt fumble.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a good announcer.
See, I disagree. I thought he was pretty good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Maybe I was mesmerized by the different hairstyle he would have each time. Good looking, man.
Yeah.
But he was in Indy, right, he was going to broadcast a game, I think, and he got, at first the report came out that he was attacked, and it turned out he was so drunk, he was attacking like a
delivery driver,
70-year-old delivery driver, right? The Tylenol bottle as a costume. That would be very good. I can't live without the show schedule next. I look for it almost daily. Now, you've decided you're done with the show schedule.
I did them for a little while, but I haven't done one in a long, long, long time.
How come?
I don't know. Maybe I should start.
I think you should.
All right.
More than 50% are employed. Most are children or elderly. Oh, I guess this guy thinks yearn to work in the mines. Yeah. Something for the texting, you know what? My mother-in-law was hit by a car after 30 years of being a nurse and now benefits from SNAP.
Choices.
Yeah. Wow, thank you for the candor, Chad. The self-righteous are just tone-deaf and, I fear, incorrigible. It's a great word, by the way. Colonoscopy lovers unite. I'm not an animal.
Yes. We exist. See us.
Would you like to comment on this young man?
Have you had one yet?
No, I got.
Well, he has no stake in this game.
Is when you got to start, right?
Yeah. See, mine wasn't that great recently, so I'm probably the one who needs to really embrace them.
Or the procedure itself?
No, procedure, fine. Listen, I'm not him. He's pining for the procedure. You know, you can fast on your own and skip lunch.
I know.
You're allowed to do this. You know.
Yeah.
Rules,
strict rules that I have to do it.
Exactly.
Doctor's orders, hon.
Yeah. And the gentle kiss on the cheek to wake me up.
Yeah. barely is a man who doesn't get the gentle kiss very often. Go seek help, okay?
I will.
Thank you. Another person that we wonder if she needs to seek help also is Rena. She's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.